Shiloh was brought to my attention today that there's oftentimes a person finds himself learning in a Beis Medrash, and there's some kind of minyan going on in that Beis Medrash. Someone's learning in a shul, and let's say he davened Shacharis at the 7 o'clock minyan, and now the 8 o'clock minyan is coming in, and he wants to sit and learn in the shul. So what's the halacha in terms of answering Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, Amens, Techazaras HaShatz, etc., while that minyan is going on? Is he allowed to just ignore them since he already davened, and he was Yotzei his Chiyuv davening Betzibur, everything, or no? Does he have to stop what he's doing and answer to be part of the Tzibur that's going on in front of him? So this is a question that was raised by Rav Sternbach in the second chelik of his Tshuvas in Simen Ayin Hay, and he plays around with a couple of different svaras. First svara he deals with is, do you consider it Osik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah? When we say that a person is learning Torah, is he considered Osik b'mitzvah to the extent that he's patim in a mitzvah? So this is a issue of great controversy. There's a Gemara that seems to say black on white that Osik b'mitzvah patim in a mitzvah, when it's a mitzvah she'i efshar le'yasos sa'idei acherim, does not apply. And that's the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And generally speaking, it seems that we don't use the regular rules of Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah when it comes to Talmud Torah, but there are some exceptions to that rule. Certainly if it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, we say that you should continue learning. Now, this is not a mitzvah that can be done by others, meaning to be mishtatef to the tzibur, to praise Hashem, every person counts. And therefore, you probably would view this as a mitzvah that's Eif Shirley also Said Echerim. So Lachori, you would have to stop in the middle of your learning to answer. But he quotes from Rav Jolti in the Mishnah Siyavitz, where he discusses the Lashon of the Rambam, and this is found in many Achronim, that the Rambam's Lashon, when he talks about stopping your learning to do a mitzvah that's Eif Shirley also Said Echerim, the Rambam's Lashon is he should do the mitzvah and then he should go back to his learning. But, so it's mashma, you could be medayik from that lashon, that if doing the mitzvah is going to shter your learning, mikol v'kol, that you're not going to be able to get back to your learning, it's going to ruin the whole experience, then you wouldn't stop doing the mitzvah, you wouldn't stop learning in order to do the mitzvah. Okay, that's a questionable diuk, but Pashtus says that's the correct diuk in the Rambam, but nevertheless, here Sternbach wants to suggest that maybe that it means that if your whole sitting down, your whole Seder is happening in the shul, and it's going to stare your whole Seder to constantly interrupt and answer Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu Amen and all of that, so then you would not be chayev to answer. He says, but the problem is not everybody agrees to that, and maybe it would be even considered an isser to be mishtatef, to not be mishtatef to the tzibur. You're being parish midarke at tzibur. So it's again, he wasn't willing to rely on that. He quotes on our Sameach, who wants to say that maybe learning Gemara in depth counts as what we call shimush talmid chachamim, and therefore it's a higher level than just tam limud Torah, because we know the gedola shimush shel Torah yosem milimuda. He quotes that's a chiddush. Our Sameach has to explain Rashi in Sukkah, whatever. Nah, it's a longer discussion, but in the end, he concludes basically that if you're in the corner and you're not really part of it, then okay, so it's understood. You're doing your thing, they're doing their thing, and you're not breaking away from the tzibur. You're not doing anything overtly, wrong to sort of separate yourself. But if you're sitting smack in the middle of the shul and there's a minyan going on and it's not clear that you're on your own, so then you really should at least answer Kedusha, you should answer the basics. And I think I'll be sorry, just say a very Baal Batash Pshat that I think in general would apply. Like if you set up shop in the middle of a minion factory, then they're the Baal Batim over there. They're the ones that's designed as a minion factory. So you're going to sit there, you're going to say, but I'm going to sit and learn in the minion factory and I'm not going to answer. That would be considered Lanias Daiti Parish Midark at Tzibur. Why are you separating yourself from the Tzibur? That's what this Makam is Miyuchad for. But if you're sitting and learning in your Beis Medrash, in your yeshiva, or even in a place where it's not normal to have a minion constantly, and then someone decides they want to have a minion, so that's very lovely, but you're not mechuyev to go by the rules of that minion. If you have, your minyanim that you daven in, and this is, you know, most notably a place of Limud HaTorah that it's not normally going on in that at that time in that place. So why is it that you'd be mechuyif to stop your learning? You're really the Baal Bus over there, much more so than the Tzibur is, and therefore the fact that they decided they wanted to start a minyan over there is very nice, but that has nothing to do with you. So you can say, you know, you can say that I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing, and there's nothing wrong with it. We don't have to continue, you know, we don't have to, and you could really continue your learning and not have to answer at all.